the Indonesian government declared its intention to move its capital. Jakarta, with a population of 30 million, is congested and polluted. Although a new location has not yet been chosen, Palangkaraya, a city of 260,000 in the Indonesian part of Borneo, is being considered.
Riots engulfed Honiara, the capital of the Solomon Islands, after Parliament picked Mamase Sogavare to serve a fourth non-consecutive term as Prime Minister. An opponent had secured a court order delaying the vote, but the Governor-General ignored it.
William Barr, America's Attorney General, was grilled in Congress over his handling of the publication of the Mueller report. Mr. Barr issued a summary of the report before its full publication, but two letters emerged this week from Robert Mueller criticizing that summary for its lack of context.
A gunman opened fire at a synagogue near San Diego, killing a woman. The 19-year-old suspect had posted an anti-Semitic diatribe online shortly beforehand. The Anti-Defamation League recorded a big increase in the harassment of and assaults on Jews in America last year.
Joe Biden said he would seek the Democratic nomination for President of the United States. He went to Pennsylvania, where he touted his working-class credentials and played down the kind of identity politics that his rivals espouse. The 76-year-old former vice president is leading the polls at this early stage.
A court ruled that Michigan's congressional districts had been drawn by the state legislature to favor Republicans and ordered that they be redrawn in time for the 2020 election. Several courts have ruled that partisan gerrymandering can be unconstitutional.
Spain's ruling Socialist Party won the most seats in the general election, though it is still well short of a majority. Pedro Sanchez, the Prime Minister, may try to continue in office as head of a minority government or cobble together a coalition. There are obstacles to reaching a deal with either Podemos or Ciudadanos, two possible partners. Vox, a nationalist party, entered Parliament for the first time.
The President of France, Emmanuel Macron, made new promises after long talks with voters. They included tax cuts, tax exemptions for bonuses, and a commitment to close the elite civil service college, ENA. The Gilets Jaunes protesters seemed unmollified. More than 200 arrests were made in Paris during riots on May Day.
Julian Assange was sentenced by a British court to 50 weeks in prison for jumping bail in 2012, when he took refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Mr. Assange still faces extradition to America, where he has been charged in relation to the leak of a trove of classified documents by WikiLeaks, which he founded.
Gavin Williamson was sacked as Britain's Defence Secretary for leaking information from a national security meeting that had discussed allowing Huawei to build 5G networks. Theresa May, the Prime Minister, dismissed him after a speedy inquiry. Mr. Williamson denies the allegation and complains of a kangaroo court. The new Defence Secretary is Penny Mordaunt, who wrongly claimed during the Brexit campaign that as an EU member, Britain would have no veto if Turkey tried to join the European Union.